This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Fritz out this week, again, due to paternity leave, has blocked me on Twitter. Unbelievable. I thought he just unfollowed, which was just as disrespectful.
Yeah.
But he's blocked me. But we do top five at five anyway, because anyone's replaceable. We do it with Buzz. Let's go.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Dan Wilson.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So as I said before the break, we have a lot of bits here at WIP. Now, I want to clarify. These are not on-air bits. I mean, some of them get discussed on-air, but they're not like segments. These are things that get discussed in the hallways here at the station and sometimes leak out onto the air that need to be addressed, because there's one going right now that's really, really strong and has recently worked its way into this list. So we'll get to that in just a second. At number five, one of the all-time bits here at the station over the last couple of years, it's just John Johnson's entire overnight show, most notably The Snack, The Voice.
Yeah, his whole thing is a bit.
His whole show is a bit. I mean, this guy did Snack of the night the Eagles won the Super Bowl. He ate a piece of cake to celebrate. And the noises, I mean.
Yeah.
Is this guy even real?
Well, the thing is, if he's, if you think about. Stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why is he? What is it with the noises?
The thing is with John.
Whoa. Here's what I was, lucky this is radio.
Yeah. What I'm is like Big Daddy Graham, his whole show used to be a whole bit, too. You know, Big Daddy Graham had little segments. Big Daddy Graham, like when I would come in for my 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. air shift, and Big Daddy would walk in at 1:45. Or 1:50.
Yeah.
Big Daddy would keep you there until his first commercial break at 2:15.
Yep.
Just to kill a segment. Now he would like talking to you.
Yeah.
But his whole thing
was, you knew that's what it was.
Yes.
Took me like three times to figure out that's what he was doing.
Yes. He was just killing.
You were working
time.
For free?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Spike knows. You're ready to get out of here at 2 o'clock, brother. Yeah. 1:53, you're ready to get the hell out of here.
It's time to go home. Yeah. So
Big Daddy wants to talk.
I think John Johnson is truly becoming an overnight guy because the whole show is just full of bits, like Big Daddy's.
Here's the other thing. You talk to him off the air, just kind of sounds normal. On the air, he turns on the voice. Ooh.
Well, well, well.
Ooh. Yeah. It's time for the snack of the night. Like, who told him to do that?
He's just making everything
longer. Why did he turn it on? Like, why did he turn that voice on only when the mic goes on?
Dude, this is a guy who is sick of producing John Johnson.
I haven't even done it in a while.
Okay. Well, we can tell the scars there.
And why does he always? All right. That's
all
number five.
At number four, I don't know if it's been discussed enough, just what a Super Bowl run it was for James Seltzer. Seltzer's always a pretty happy, high-pitched kind
of
guy.
Yeah, I've had enough of this.
Did you hear the Go Birds the night they won the Super Bowl?
No, I wouldn't listen.
Okay.
Not listen.
This was the 30 seconds of the open. Now, picture this. Elliot is sitting in the press box in the Superdome. And meanwhile, James is at home on Zoom. And this is the first 30 seconds of James reacting to them winning the Super Bowl.
It's the Go Birds podcast presented by BetParks Casino and Sportsbook app. It's the Super Bowl champion podcast. I got Zoe here ready to roll. We are the freaking champions, dude. We did it. We won the Super Bowl. We whooped their asses. We whooped the Chiefs' asses. Elliot Shore Parks, let's go, buddy. I'm so happy. I'm so happy for all of us.
He then went on the tweet, the parade was like the best day of his entire life.
Oh, yeah. He said it was the best week of his life. By the way, he's married.
Has a baby.
And has a child. And this is the best day of his life and the best week of his life. I love James. I do, too.
Well, we all do.
Yes. I just want to... But
he dials it up to another
it's
level.
It's out of control, man. I get it. You like the Eagles. Like, this doesn't have to be the best day of your life. They just won the Super Bowl 7 years ago. Was that the best day of your life, too?
It was.
The best part is, what you can't hear in the clip, obviously, is Elliot, if you can go back and watch the opening, because they do it on video, too, Elliot, like, can't even look at him. Like, he's actually uncomfortable hearing James react that way.
It's just too much. It's too much.
Yeah, he's happy, man. He's a happy guy.
I don't care. We won the Super Bowl. It's like, all right, buddy.
Just the best of the greatest.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. All right.
All right. At number three, it's pretty much just Moshe's existence. I mean, this is an oldie but goodie.
Yeah.
But, you know, Super Bowl week, you know, between the game, watch parties, the parade planning, a lot of conversations happening here in the hallways of WIP. A lot of eavesdropping last week. A lot of wandering and waddling it over to the desk. A lot more food drops for him to work his way in on. This Super Bowl run was like peak Moshe.
Again, this is what Dan is annoyed by personally.
These are my favorites.
Well, yeah. The thing about Moshe is, I don't know if what James is doing is partially like a bit, if it's
like
a put-on.
On-air performative, yeah.
Moshe is Moshe.
He's just off-air. This is for no one's benefit.
Yes. Moshe is always, he has a little bit, you know OG Wade's Justin, how you always just turn around and like, oh, there's Justin.
He sneaks up on you.
Moshe has a Justin.
He's like the Seidler from Seinfeld, for anyone who gets that reference, yeah.
I was surprised we had free pretzels and mustard in the green room yesterday. I was surprised
he didn't find his way there.
Yeah, I was surprised. Oh, what do we have here?
The best is when you just get like the icebreaker question from all set for Buzz on Broad tomorrow. Like, you don't really need to know whether I'm set for tomorrow or not. You just had nothing else to say.
Well, that's a little, he's got a little turtle to him, too. Turtle was a little.
And he took the same job. I think it's a requirement.
Yeah. Turtle's like, oh, what do you got going on here? It's like, will you get out of here?
Does he need to be in the engineering meeting for Friday's remote? Like, no.
Oh, was Moshe in for that?
Well, not the official meeting, but he wandered over to many conversations that were had last week about it.
I'll give you this. I'll give Moshe this. He is persistent and he gets the job done. So if Moshe needs me to record something, I'll see him. He'll ask me. I'll go, okay, I'll do it. And then I'll see him 50 yards away down the hall. And I'll just be like, Moshe, I got it. I'm going to do it. And then I always forget. I got to do it at home. So, yeah.
Do you have to do it at home?
Yeah. Well, I have a whole studio set up at home for the podcast. So if I forget when I'm here, I can just do it there.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah. Well, I earned it. Bought it with my own money.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, all right.
At number two, it's what I'm coining jolly culture. I feel like
jolly culture.
Like, there are few people who truly understand, like, Jolly's existence and his show and all his little bits. The entire Super Bowl run, like, he would dedicate a full hour of his Saturday night show just to, like, why isn't anybody more mad about Daryl Morey? Here's a sample of that.
Why are we not coming down his throat? Why are we so leaning on Daryl Morey? It drives me insane.
Hold on.
How do we start with that?
Why are we not coming down his throat?
Oh, my God. Okay. All right, that's it. Jeez, man.
Whoa.
What is going on in there? What are y'all doing at night around here? Oh,
holy moly.
I get to follow him every Saturday night now. I do a crossover with him where I read his best tweets of the week.
Yeah.
I'm sort of jealous of Giglio being like having the chance to debate Jolly, because I would love to debate Jolly on something.
By the way, one of Giglio and Jolly's most heated debates was last year. So Jason Kelce have a deadline for his retirement.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and Jolly was like, no way, you can't do that. Chiefs set a deadline for Travis Kelce.
No.
Yeah, they did.
Really?
They absolutely did. They said, like, before free agency, they put out a date. They're like, you got to tell us by then.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a big win for Giglio.
It's a huge win for Giglio.
What? How about the Chiefs?
Do we have Jolly's comment on that yet?
Jolly's not been reached out to for comment. But they got to get back in the ring together.
So, yes.
That just stunned me about that with the Chiefs. I wonder what that's about.
They want to know, I guess.
Well, you know what I would be? I'd be like, well,
it's Travis Kelce.
You know what I'd be like? I'd be like, it would be after I would ask him.
Yeah.
He would say, I'm thinking about it. I would ask him, he'd say, thinking about it. And then I would go online and see him doing his podcast talking about it. And I'd just be like, the guy has time to do his podcast.
Right.
He doesn't have time to tell us what he
wants to play
yet.
Next year.
Yeah. You know, you got plenty of time to talk. You're not taking time off. You know, I don't know.
So, I mean, I guess they do want to know before free agency starts. They need to know what they're
going to do. But they set a public deadline for it.
Yeah. That's what I'm surprised at. A public deadline.
That is interesting.
And he's not screwing around.
That is interesting.
I wonder if there must be a little bit of stress there.
Right?
There has to be.
Got to be something there.
Yeah. And by the way, next time we have Jolly debate Giglio, Jolly's got to be here. Because
in studio, face to face,
phone, like Giglio can talk over him easier. I want Jolly being able to yell over
Giglio. And he complains about getting talked over on the air too,
which is fair. Which is fair, by the way.
You're not the program director
anymore.
I know.
I'm just saying, this isn't as PD. This is as a
listener,
a fan of Jolly versus Giglio.
Okay.
I need Jolly. I don't want to be the program director.
By the way, the engineering wing here, yeah. Huge fans of Jolly versus Giglio. They all huddled around the radio last time just to listen to it.
I need that.
Good stuff.
I need Giglio to call him out tomorrow on the Kelce thing. I need him to call
him
out.
I'll have to text Joe and let him know.
Yeah, let him know. All right.
But number one, one of the newer bits we have here is Spike's rivalry with Jack on paternity leave, which is just going at it. And it's not just that. But while Jack is on paternity leave, as you mentioned, he's podcasting. Yep. He's talking about the Phillies. This guy, all Eagles season long, has to like muster up a smile as they go on the run for a Super Bowl. Then yesterday, he tweets out a photo that Todd Zielecki put out on Instagram of Cole Hamels like showing Andrew Painter how to grip the baseball. And he tweets out, Painter learning the Hamels changeup. You had a good run at MLB. Could you imagine his reaction if someone tweeted something like that for the Eagles?
Imagine James Seltzer is on paternity leave and he tweets something like that about the Eagles.
Jack would lose his mind.
He would interrupt whatever we were talking about on the air to say something about it.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Which is why we are coining a new nickname for him here. It's Real Papa Fritz. That is what he is when it comes to the Phillies.
Wow, it sounds like you even have a problem with Jack's online activity during paternity leave.
Well, it's not even just the paternity leave stuff. It's the double standard for the football team and the baseball team.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so stark. You can't even hide it anymore.
I'm noticing Buzz. Buzz has gripes with people around the station.
Well, this whole thing has been his gripes with people around the station. You know, well, he's taking after Jack because Jack's top five really just comes down to five things that annoy me.
Yeah.
Except that most of Jack's are at Twitter people and Buzz's are about the people in here.
Yeah. No, it's good, though. It's good stuff, Buzz.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Good job, Buzz.
Come a long way, brother.
Thank you. This hour,
Fran back tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, God.
Oh, he is? Oh, yeah. Thursday.
He's Thursday. I'm back on Friday.
But we got Fran down there Friday, so we don't even get away from Fran from Chickies.
Yeah, so of the four shows this week, we have three Frans.
Yes.
But he's not on air on Friday.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Well, maybe he'll talk into your microphone.
But he can still screw up the speakers, and Ike's going to yell at him.
Yep. Our first Friday back at
Chickies, yeah.
It feels like I haven't been in Chickies in a year. It felt like we were at Chickies every third day for a while there. This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale through February. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDER or visit goguida.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Talking about the Eagles' hire of Kevin Petullo as offensive coordinator, Jeff from Delaware, you're on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, what's up, Ike? Spike, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
What up, Jeff?
I think it's a good hire. Really, I do. Like, somebody made the analogy, it's like marrying the first person you dated. But I think the Eagles have been dating for the past, like, 5 years. Like, every year we're looking for a new coordinator. They got a pretty good feel about who's out there and who they like and who they don't like. Now, kind of like at the point where we're looking at old hires, like Frank Wright again. Like, we already been there, done that. So I think this is a good one. I think we already have a good idea of what's out there. So at first, so I don't think we need to do the interviews. We got a good feel for what's going on. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, I think it's like we're tired of these one night stands with these guys. Like
it's a lot of relationships.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Like these coordinators that come around for 1 year, we do good. And then they leave. They go on to another head coaching job. I think with this hire, Kevin Petullo, I think he's going to be around for like at least another year.
At least a couple of years, yeah.
You would think. Unless they have a great year next year.
I was going to say, I'll tell you what, if he is hired next year, that means they had another great year.
Yes. Let me ask you this, Jeff. What is the negative to talking to other bright offensive minds in the league before you hire Kevin Petullo? Tell me what the negative is.
I don't think there's a negative. Like I said, I think they have a good idea of what's already out there.
Well, but
because they've been interviewing for the past few years. But I agree with you. Like it is good to even if you can poach good ideas from different people, and I think maybe the best way to do it would have been to interview a few people, and even though they knew they was gonna hire them in the back of their minds, but. Mm-hmm. At the same time, just to keep everything flowing, keep everything copacetic with everybody, you know what I mean? Just make it easy so we could just focus on the next season. And he could start getting whatever coordinators do before they start the season. He could get on top of that early.
I worry, Jeff, that sometimes when you're successful, you think that like the only way to be successful is the way that you are being successful. Is that like this reeks to me of coming off the Super Bowl and saying, we know what we're doing. It's not, I don't think it's bad to hire Kevin Petullo, and I think he could be a good offensive coordinator. This seems lazy. It seems lazy to me. It seems lazy. To not do your due diligence seems lazy. It seems like, hey, we did great. What the hell else? What could we learn? You know, it seems like I don't feel like doing this. I can't think of a good reason not to talk to other people.
I think they probably evaluated and thought about, all right, they place more value on how it might make Nick feel.
Okay.
They probably place more value on the continuity when it comes to quarter. Like,
yes.
I don't think the offense
yes.
is going to change that much. So they probably put yes. more value in the Jalen might feel about continuity and sticking with a coordinator that's not going to change everything completely. You know, so I think they probably, like I said, I don't think this was a decision they just made at the end of the season. They knew this was coming. They planned for it. They probably did have, like, little sit-downs with Kevin to see where his mind was at.
Yep.
And after what happened previously with Doug, I think they've been burnt by this whole coach picking the coordinator after the Super Bowl win, and they've been burnt by just randomly promoting somebody from within last year. So I think they have enough experience under their belt that I think this wasn't a decision made lightly.
Yeah, I don't think they made it light. They better be right. they better be right, because if they're not right, I think this is a very easy thing to look back on and say, and here's the other thing, and thank you for the call, Jeff. They better be right in every decision they make. I guess it really doesn't matter, whatever. Let's put that to the side. What I would say, though, is that if we know the things that we want to see better with the Philadelphia Eagles offense next year, it's very clear. Mm-hmm. We all want to see a better passing game out of the Eagles next year. Yeah. One, to make them a more effective offense. Two, to get the most out of Jalen Hurts. Three, to not put the same pounding
Preserve
on Saquon.
Yeah.
But we all want to know that. If it's not better, this is one thing. You can forget about people blaming Jalen next year, because this is one thing that people will point to and they will say, you didn't even talk to anyone. Because they are setting themselves up and I know they at times that organizations can be sensitive to criticism, and I understand that everybody's doing their best, but this is definitely something that people can point to. And you've given the Jalen lunatics a grenade.
He was great under one guy, not under the next guy.
Well,
changed?
Look, you saw the tone that Jalen had when he was talked to about Kevin Petullo. He clearly knows that he has said publicly that this is not his, you know, purview. It is somebody else's job. And then you went and hired somebody without interviewing anyone. That's all I'm saying.
Here's the thing with Jalen. As long as he's in support of it from the standpoint of, if this is what the team thinks is best for us moving forward, then I support it.
Okay.
Like, sometimes that's all you have to do as a player is trust that the team is making the right decision and the best decision for the entire team, and you just trust it and let it play itself out. Because when they decided to move on or switch the offensive philosophy up, I'm sure there was some reluctance there from Jalen at
sure.
that time. But eventually he bought in, and he's a Super Bowl champion and a Super Bowl MVP. So sometimes you just got to trust.
Right.
Right?
You wonder, though. Because when, you know, this is one of the challenges of winning another Super Bowl, is when you win a Super Bowl like this, when you succeed in anything, everybody there thinks they
were the reason.
They were the reason.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's a selfish thing. I think it's just a natural thing to think.
Yeah.
I think Jalen is, you know,
it's Nick, like being here.
Yes.
You start winning every book, then everybody thinks they're
everybody
the reason why.
Yeah,
everybody thinks they're
the like,
reason
Spike,
why.
Spike, we were number one before you got here.
Or Fritz.
Yes. So, like, I'm sure Nick is sitting at home and going, look what I did. And Jalen is sitting at home going,
I guarantee you Nick did that.
Yes. And I'm sure Jalen is sitting at home and going, look how we won the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I got to throw the ball.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Saquon and Howie is sitting at home and going, looking at all of the public praise to how he's a Hall
Getting
of Famer.
Getting Hall of Fame attached to his name.
Blah, 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 blah. He said, look what they couldn't have done it without me. And Vic Fangio is sitting there going, they had the 29th ranked defense and now they have the number one ranked. And everybody thinks that they're the reason.
Yeah.
So when you go into next year, I actually think, you know, everybody thinks this is all happy, everything's going to be great next year. I think there's a lot of interesting storylines going into next year.
Sure.
Because managing this is a lot different than managing the situation this year.
And the hardest thing these guys are going to have to do is manage the noise on the outside.
Yes.
Because it's our job. And I say our job, meaning collectively, yes, as a media.
Yeah.
What we do, we pick at things. We pick at things until we get what we want. I'm just saying. And so the team has to be able to block that stuff out, man,
yep,
and just work. Because the media is going to look for stories and things to write and talk about.
We do it for clicks. We do it for clicks. Clicks, clicks. Give me more clicks. Okay, coming up next, we will continue the conversation about Kevin Petullo. Also, Bryce talked a little bit.
Hey, Bryce!
Bryce talked about his position in the lineup.
Okay.
Bryce talked about contract extension.
Oh, God.
We will talk about it next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.